Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. A new forecast says in the next 10 years, the Permian Basin will continue to dominate U.S. oil supply. Carlos Morales reports.
The Permian Basin is already one of the world's leading oil producers, pumping roughly 3 million barrels per day. And by 2030, oil and gas consulting firm Wood Mackenzie predicts that will double. The firm expects the region to account for more than 50% of the U.S.'s onshore production. Daniel Romero is an analyst with the group. He says there are hurdles to that growth, like the current lack of pipeline capacity to carry oil to export markets.
There's some real constraints, and operators will be required to kind of slow down a bit. But once you get to the end of next year, so talking, you know, end of 2019 into 2020, there's this really big fairway for production to expand.
According to the report, production in the Permian could peak by 2035 and then decline. In West Texas, I'm Carlos Morales.
About 800 educators gathered in Dallas recently for the annual meeting of the Association of Texas Professional Educators. As Stella Chavez reports, they're concerned about many of the same issues as their colleagues in New Mexico, including school safety, as well as student and teacher evaluations.
One of the most talked about topics in education these days is school safety. Carl Garner, the outgoing president of ATPE, says his group is very clear on this issue.
We're a big believer in local control and what is best for the local school district.
Garner is a sixth grade math and science teacher at Mesquite ISD. He says every school district is different. What safety measures work for one district may not work for another.
Some are able to partner with their local police associations or their police forces and be able to have school resource officers on campus, which would take care of that. But a lot of the other more rural districts where, you know, funding is not very, they have to kind of figure out their own way to handle situations when this happens.
Another important topic for the 100,000 member educator group, school finance. Garner says the state's underfunding public education. This school year, a new president will take over the group, Byron Skip Hildebrand. He's a retired school teacher from San Antonio and says he's concerned about testing, not just the standardized state tests that kids take, but the ones used to evaluate teachers.
You're in school for 180 days, but one day they're going to give you a test, or they're going to come in what they call the T-test and evaluate your performance on that one day, and they'll say the other 179 days didn't count, just that one day counted. And so now you can go find a job somewhere else.
Hildebrand says he wants the teacher evaluation system changed, and he wants kids not to feel so stressed out before exams. Ideally, he says, tests would be more like evaluations that show what kids need to work on, rather than high-stakes pass-fail exams. In Dallas, I'm Stella Chavez.
What do cats have to do with the lasagna dinner fundraiser and a nonprofit organization? Emily Guerra has more.
The Cats Meow, Las Cruces' only feline adoption and resource center, opened its doors in 2014 and is now a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Inspired by Garfield the cat and his favorite food, lasagna, the center will hold their second annual Bellissimi Gattini, Beautiful Kitten, Lasagna Dinner fundraiser on July 28th, one day before National Lasagna Day. All funds go to help the cats and maintain their living quarters. The Cats Meow volunteer Linda Pribble describes the center.
What makes Cats Meow so special is when I walk through the door there, and I have volunteered at the Humane Society in Safe Haven, but when I walk through the front door of Cats Meow, I thought, oh my God, if I was a kitty, I would love to live here. It's so loving, it's so clean. Not that the other places are bad, but this is specifically just for cats only, you know, which is unusual. And there were like kitty condos, and for kitties that didn't want to live in a condo, then they had little nests for themselves.
Tours of the special kitty condos will be available at the second annual Bellissimi Gattini Lasagna Dinner hosted by Casa Camino Real and the Cats Meow on Saturday, July 28th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Cats Meow, 2211 North Mesquite Street. Festivities also include a lasagna cook-off music and entertainment, a silent auction, a cute kitty photo contest, and a shop and swap bookstore. Tickets and information are available online at thecatsmeowlascruces.com, at Casa Camino Real Bookstore, and on Facebook. You can listen to the entire interview with Linda Pribble on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and KRWG.org. To listen, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.